the aim behind the separatist activities that have been taking place in southeast Turkey for many years is not an ethnic movement, but one to impose a communist atheistic ideology. The PKK, which has caused the loss of thousands of lives over the last 30 years, is a Marxist, Leninist, and Stalinist communist organization, whose aim is to establish a giant communist state in the region. The organization wishes to establish a communist state in the region and believes that a bloody revolution is essential in order to achieve that objective. As required by its ideology, it martyrs our troops, shoots our police officers in the back, and bombs the Turkish public. The communist mentality that seeks to give the impression that there is a gulf between our Kurdish brothers and us by referring to the situation in the region as the Kurdish problem is, in fact, preparing the way for a communist, Stalinist, and Leninist regime in the region. The PKK's aim is to use Kurdish nationalism to crush the Kurds with a Stalinist ideology. It must not be forgotten that in the event a communist, Stalinist, Leninist regime were established in the region, may God forbid, the first people to be violated and crushed underfoot would be our Kurdish brothers. People who say autonomy is essential for there to be an end to terror are unaware of this communist threat. Yet it is essential to know the scale of the danger in order to be able to take precautions against it. The PKK is a Darwinist organization. The PKK believes that life is the work of chance and that life and history follow a supposed evolutionary process. Its leader, Abdullah Öcalan, sets out this worldview as follows. Products increase with the discoveries of tools and fire, and species will develop more rapidly as these increase, and a division will occur with the primates. The natural laws of evolution determine development. The prevailing belief in the communist, Darwinist, Stalinist, Leninist ideology adopted by the PKK is ruthlessness, pitilessness, and unscrupulousness. These ideologies seek to turn societies into arenas where wild animals fight for survival. The reason for this is that Darwinism says that they are all animals and that they can only survive if they fight, just like animals. The PKK struggle is continuing along just those lines. The PKK is an irreligious organization. We have nothing to do with religion. Our people must break away from God and ideology. I broke away from God after a long struggle. I overcame God, and thus I became Abdullah Öcalan. The rest of the PKK share exactly the same view as the speaker of these words, Abdullah Öcalan. Prayer itself, in general terms, is a piece of theater. These words of Öcalan's show the organization's view of religion and how that view is held within the organization. Surely Almighty God is beyond that. The PKK is opposed to the unity of the state. The aim of the PKK is to break Turkey up and tear it apart. The establishment of communist rule in the southeast of Turkey through an autonomous Kurdish state is just the beginning. The organization's ultimate aim is a communist global state. The PKK is opposed to the concept of family. The PKK claims that so-called primitive humans had no concepts such as honor or family, and that these were invented only later. They say that it is vitally important to the communist revolution for these to be destroyed. The family is regarded as part of a feudal system. Ties to one's families must be broken in order to focus on the communist struggle. The concept of family is rejected as follows in the ideology adopted by the PKK. Any revolutionary element who marries, starts a family, or is part of a family for any reason is in a state of great inconsistency. The PKK will never cease using terror in its struggle. Abdullah Öcalan, who says that The armed struggle, popular revolution, and the organization are interrelated and essential to one another. The PKK is a communist, Stalinist, and Leninist organization led by Abdullah Öcalan. This communist organization follows Lenin's methods, and terror is therefore essential to it. Therefore, giving in to some of the PKK's demands will never put a stop to terror. On the contrary, the terror will just continue to grow. There can never be any compromise with communist terror. I represent 21st century socialism as Lenin did in 1900, says the leader of the separatist terror organization, Öcalan, who describes the ultimate aim of the PKK as the establishment of a communist society. The criteria of socialism and communism apply in our environment. Under socialism, each is given according to his labor. That also applies within the party, the PKK. This will continue to apply until the building of a communist society. As can be seen from these words, the PKK, whose aim is to establish a communist state in the southeast of Turkey, will never abandon terror until that aim is achieved.